Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade, renegade, renegade. I don't hold back on my enemies.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck on this Saturday afternoon. Hope you are well. You're a world champion Dodgers, 16-11 on this season, but a little bit of a rut they're in right now. They've dropped two in a row, eight of their last nine of their last 11. They are struggling offensively, but they look to turn the page today as they turn the month of May. Dodgers and Brewers do it again, and somebody ordered the code red. Dustin May on the mound. First pitch from Milwaukee is coming up at 4:10. Coming up over the next hour here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We're going to check in with Rick Monday and Tim Neverett out at the broadcast booth. We're going to have the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. We'll hear from Dodger right-hander Mitch White. We'll also hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're going to hear from Kirsten Watson coming up shortly, and we'll check in, David, with Assay throughout the show. Well, last night in Milwaukee, it was a bullpen game for the Dodgers. And they did their job. It was just another night with not a lot of offense. 23-year-old rookie right-hander Edwin Ucetta got the start, making his major league debut. He went two innings, gave up two runs on four hits while striking out two. The only mistake he made was to Jackie Bradley Jr.
Ucetta's pitch to Jackie Bradley Jr. is hammered to right field. Beatty back to the wall. It is gone. A two-run home run. Jackie Bradley Jr. His second homer of the year, and the Brewers lead it 2-0.
Two-run home run from Jackie Bradley Jr. The Brewers took a 2-0 lead. The Dodgers offense really struggled against Freddie Peralta, the Brewers' right-hander. He went six innings while striking out seven along the way. The Dodgers had one hit against Peralta, and that came in the fifth from A.J. Pollock.
Payoff pitch coming to A.J. Pollock. Here comes the 3-2. And he swings and he hits a drive to left field deep. This ball back. This ball gone. A.J. Pollock with a home run. His second of the season. Dodgers get on the board. It's 2-1.
Solo home run from A.J. Pollock, his second of the season. That's the top-tier play of the game brought to you by Arco. Quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers cut the deficit in half down 2-1. The Dodgers pitching wasn't the problem, though, last night. After Ucetta, Scott Alexander a scoreless inning. Mitch White, two scoreless innings. Victor Gonzalez a scoreless inning. Jimmy Nelson, two-thirds of a scoreless inning. Blake Treinen would give up a run in the eighth. Brewers a 3-1 lead. The Dodgers bats, though, just held in check all night from the Brewers pitchers and from the umpires, too. In the eighth, Dave Roberts took exception to first base umpire Angel Hernandez. He was ejected for arguing a third strike call on Chris Taylor. In the ninth, the Dodgers struck out in order. Some questionable strikes called, to say the least, but the Dodgers only two hits in the entire game. That won't get it done. They lose 3-1. They have now lost two in a row, 5 of 6, 9 of their last 12. They're hitting 183 over the last 12 games, only scoring 3 runs per game. The Dodgers in need of some offense. They need the bats to come alive. The good news, new day, a new game, a new month. It's May Day as Dustin May is on the mound. Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee with more. Let's welcome in Rick Monday and Tim Neverett, guys.
Tim, thank you very much. We get set for the third game of this four-game series, Dodgers and Brewers. Dodgers trying to find a way to come away with a victory. They've scored just 2 runs over the first 2 games, and last night only 2 hits. Doesn't get much easier for them today when they face Brandon Woodruff, but they do have Mookie Betts back in the lineup, who's reached base, a major league best, 22 straight times.
Yeah, and hopefully Mookie Betts is getting more and more healthy. We don't have the opportunity to sit down and talk with Mookie, but just from what I've seen and look at him, he's 7 for his last 36 with 11 strikeouts. Those are very unlike Mookie Betts' numbers to present itself to begin with. but he just hasn't seemed to be right. He's had some better swings of the last two or three games. Sat out in last night's game, so back in there today, and hopefully the Dodgers can do better, because we start to look, Tim, at the last 13 games. Collectively, offense has been a challenge because his ball club in those 13 games just hitting at 178. They've got to put runs on the board. The pitching staff has done a tremendously good job. Collectively, a 2.98 ERA when you combine the starters and the relievers. And last night, you know, it was bullpen by committee, and they stood tall, allowing, well, the three runs, only six hits. But the Dodgers, one run on two hits, that's not going to get it done.
Nope, Corey Seager in that two spot. And from what we saw last year and what we saw at times this year so far, the 1-2 punch of Betts and Seager can be lethal for the opposition, but those two just need to get going again.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Dodgers, too. Dave Roberts talking about it early this morning. We were listening in on the Zoom call. You know, there's some guys that are taking too many pitches, good pitches to hit, not pulling the trigger, if you will, and really kind of letting the bats go. But again, I mentioned the numbers. Mookie Betts, 7 for his last 36, not trying to lay the burden upon him. You know, Muncy's getting a lot of walks, but he's just 2 for his last 35. A.J. Pollock hit a home run last night. He has hit now in 5 consecutive games. He's hit the ball very hard. So from an offensive standpoint, they're making little tiny steps, but now they need to take that big step, put a win up on the board, and put this behind him and start to move forward.
Well, down at the bottom of the order in the 7th spot, Gavin Lux coming back from the wrist injury. Hasn't quite met expectations yet after coming back from the wrist injury. But then again, neither is anybody else in the lineup offensively this week. But it's just the way it goes sometimes in baseball, and you've been through it a lot of times. It's peaks and valleys, and right now the Dodgers are in a big valley.
Yeah, and it's the offense. You mentioned the pitching. That's doing very, very well. You look at the defense, that's standing tall. The fundamentals of the game, the cutoff, the relays, the rundowns, game awareness, that's okay, but it's just the offense right now. That's going to get going, and don't wait around for Cody Bellinger to get healthy. That may be sometime in the future. This is a ball club that, yes, they have some guys that are injured, but they still have the talent to win games. They're not doing it right now. Today has to be, well, it's a good day. It's the 1st of May. Good time to kick in a win streak.
That's right. Start a new month. Start a new thing. Get a win.
Just clean the slate and get going.
That's right. It is May Day, and Dustin May will pitch for the Dodgers. 1-1 against Brandon Woodruff. He is 2-0. Dodgers and Brewers, Game 3 coming up.
All right, thanks a lot, Tim. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. You'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll hear from Mitch White as well, who pitched last night out of the bullpen. We'll check in with David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup with Dustin May on the mound. And we're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. But when we return, we'll check in with Kirsten Watson as we lead you up to Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. First pitch at 4:10. I'm Tim Cates as World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Dustin May on the mound. Brandon Woodruff will go for Milwaukee. We'll preview that pitching matchup coming up in just a little bit. First pitch set for 4:10.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone. A home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Lucetta shrugs his shoulders. He's ready. Kicks, fires. And he strikes out Shaw swinging. 93 middle fastball, and Shaw is the first major league strikeout victim for Edwin Ucetta.
Congratulations to the 23-year-old rookie right-hander. Made his major league debut last night for the Dodgers. Edwin Ucetta, in 2 innings, struck out 2. That was his first major league strikeout. Congratulations to him. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Brewers game 3 of this 4-game set. And talking about at-bats, Kirsten, definitely it's not quantity because they're not really putting together long at-bats here and streaks. But it's the quality of the at-bats I think Dave Roberts is still happy with.
Yes and no. I think with this team and with Dave Roberts specifically, he's been saying that as of right now, there are too many balls that are in the strike zone that are not being swung on. So typically players would be able to swing and, you know, get a base hit and things like that. And so we're not really seeing that being executed, whereas before it was a matter of they were still taking quality at bats, but maybe it was just, you know, a phenomenal defensive play, or, you know, it just kind of was unlucky in that sense. But that's not really the case anymore. And so having to make those changes, and even players like Gavin Lux, you know, he's been talking about trying to slow down his swing, and so that being able to be in a position where he can see the ball better, to take a better swing on it. And so individually, each player is working through that. And what Dave Roberts has that is that's what's standing out to him, you know, seeing the players be mindful of it, working hard to kind of make these changes. That's really just like, you know, as much as it's not coming through, it will. It really just may take one swing. You know, we saw AJ Pollock hit off the home run yesterday. So it could just be that. It could be the right pitch, you know, whatever it might be to really get things going.
You talk to the players, you talk to Dave Roberts every single day. You just kind of wonder if it keeps going along. When does this, we'll get out of
like a slump, I guess.
At what point do they start getting concerned about this?
So where we are in this first month, the win-loss, Dave Roberts is happy about that. How he said he got to it, he doesn't love it too much, but they're not concerned in that sense because, look, this is a team that each day is a new game. That's something that they've been very adamant about. They understand that being the kings of the throne, I guess, you know, coming off of this season where they win the World Series, they're the team that everyone wants to beat. So pitchers are going to bring their best, defenses are going to bring their best. So they understand, like, having kind of the target on them. But with each day, they're just kind of like, look, things are going to get better. We know what potential we have. And I think that's the key. They have the confidence in all of that. It's now just kind of working through a few of the little things to get there. From the conversations that I've had with all of the guys, the morale is there. They understand what's happening. They're very aware of it. And so it's just a matter of, like, look, we're going to get there. Things are going to be going to change. Yes, it can be frustrating at times, but, like, this is also baseball. And from what I was taught when I came into this sport, this is the ones where you can do everything right and still fail. So they understand that. And I will say, though, it's changing. I think that as long as they stay out of their head, because it's a mental game. And so as much as it's very physical, it's also mental. And so as long as they're just kind of keeping calm and staying in the moment and really just kind of focusing on what they need to do, I think they're going to be all right. And that's really what they've been relaying to me.
No better day to turn things around than today. Kirsten, great stuff. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call them at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. We'll check in with Mitch White. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll hear from the manager, Dave Roberts. It's the Dodgers and Brewers. First pitcher, Milwaukee's at 410. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee, Game 3 of this four-game set. It's May Day. Dustin May on the mound on this May 1st. First pitch coming up at 4:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. It's a long list for the Dodgers. Bruised our Gratterall on the IL with the right forearm tightness. More on that from Dave Roberts in a second. David Price on the injured list with the right hamstring strain. Corey Knebel on the IL with the right lat strain. Zach McKinstry on the IL with the right oblique strain. Cody Bellinger on the IL with the hairline fracture in his calf. Tony Gonsolin on the IL with the shoulder inflammation. However, he is throwing. Joe Kelly had a cyst removed on his shoulder last offseason. He is still progressing. Let's go back out to Milwaukee and check in with the Dodger skipper.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
You've mentioned that a few guys have just been working with the hitting coaches, and some of the players have also shared with us whether they've just been working on dialing in or a few adjustments, slowing down, etc., seeing the ball better. Typically, how long does it take for those things that you're working on to kind of be seen in a game?
You know, it's interesting. I think sometimes with some players, it could be a pitch. You know, you see a pitch out of the hand, it kind of syncs up your timing. It could be a swing you take. It could be an at-bat. It could be a collection of at-bats throughout a game. So that's kind of player to player. I think as an offensive team, I've seen it happen pretty quickly. It could be one game. There's a big hit and guys exhale. The thing for me is I just know that guys are preparing and grinding and minding the little things and valuing the strike zone, trying to pass the baton, get on base, and not be the one person that has to carry the load. I think that's where offenses individual players get into problems at times. So I don't see that right now. So I'm encouraged that, you know, we got a tough customer in Woodruff tonight. But, you know, for me, I just want us to go out there and take competitive at bats and, you know, do whatever it takes to win.
And last night you mentioned, just considering the first month of the season, that the win-loss, that all was, you were fine with, but you weren't too happy with how the team got there. As we now look ahead, a new month, obviously I don't want you to look too far ahead, but what do you want to see from this team that just kind of gets them to the next level?
Yeah, I think that it's just continue to play clean baseball. We're pitching well enough to win a lot of baseball games. Just catch it, be fundamentally sound, take good at-bats, take walks when they're given, run the bases the way that we've been known to run the bases, and prepare to win each day. So with the talent that we have, it's an easy bet that things will turn. But yeah, when you're mired in not playing good baseball or winning baseball, it's frustrating for everyone.
Anything new with Brusdar?
No, he's still kind of in treatment mode, and he's here with us, not playing catch, getting his cardio in and working out, but not picking up the baseball.
And with Gavin Lux, you know, he looked really good in spring. What does he need to do to get back to that form?
I think right now with Gavin, he's like a lot of our guys. They're grinding. But I think for me is just the encouragement to just keep it simple. Try to take good at-bats. I thought he had a couple good at-bats, took a lot of good swings. And it's just like a lot of our guys, where when you get the ball in the strike zone and get a good pitch to hit, you got to finish the at-bat. So I think if you do look back at the last, you know, since he came back from the IL, there's some pitches in zone that he's missed. And so if he can get better at that, there'll be some good things coming.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts talking about Gavin Lux. An update on Cody Bellinger still to come. We'll have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we continue here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch for Milwaukee Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Brewers, Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Dustin May, Brandon Woodruff, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Milwaukee is coming up at 4:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, David, sort of feels like Angel Hernandez is haunting the Dodgers. Didn't we just see this guy at Dodger Stadium last week?
Yeah, you did. He was umpiring in that Red Series, and he actually was calling balls and strikes in one of those games, as he will today. Remember last night, he ejected Dave Roberts all the way from first base. The Dodger dugout in Milwaukee is on the third base side, so it was a long-distance toss by Angel Hernandez. Dave Roberts not happy with the balk call on Jimmy Nelson, and also the check swing strike call on Chris Taylor, which was the final straw for Dave to go out of the dugout and give Angel Hernandez a piece of his mind. What's interesting about this dynamic, Tim, you usually, under normal circumstances, don't have the same umpiring crew for two straight series, especially when one was at Dodger Stadium and the other's on the road. But Major League Baseball is trying to limit umpiring crews' exposure to COVID-19, so they are having these umpiring crews jump on team charter flights, similar to what they did a year ago. Can you imagine Angel Hernandez on the same flight as Dodger players from Los Angeles to Milwaukee? Well, that's what happened, and he'll be behind the plate tonight calling balls and strikes.
That's not awkward at all. Dustin May gets the start. It's May Day, and we're certainly seeing Dustin May kind of bloom right in front of our own eyes.
Yeah, and from his first start of spring training, you could tell he went from a thrower to a pitcher. And really, one of the big pitches that has been part of his arsenal in this period of growth from the start of spring training to where he's at right now as the fifth starter is the curveball. He's been getting a lot of strikeouts with his curveball. But a fastball will definitely be part of his arsenal today, because the Brewers have not handled pitches 95 miles an hour plus. They're just 19 for 102 on high velocity, so that's really a bad matchup for them considering Dustin throws upwards of 95 to 100 miles an hour. So he may sprinkle in the curveball to keep them off balance, but you will see a lot of heaters today because that's the scouting report. The Brewers hitters don't handle 95-plus very well.
David Vesey brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Is it me, or does Matt Beatty look like a different hitter since he was sent down and brought back up?
It's not you. He looks like the Matt Beatty of 2019 when he was part of walk-off weekend and was one of the key players off the bench for the Dodgers. Ever since coming back from the alternate site, Tim, he's 3-for-8 with 4 RBIs, and more importantly, he has not struck out once, and he has 3 walks. He joined us on the pregame show a couple of days ago, and I asked him, what's been the difference to get back to the guy that we knew in 2019?
It was just nice to go down there and get some at-bats. I got, 12, 13, 14, 15 at-bats. I can't really remember, but just to get some confidence, get in the box, get some consistent at-bats, and just do what I do best, and let's go up, put together a good at-bat, and hit the ball hard somewhere. So just being able to do that for a few days helped, you know, give me some confidence, and it was nice to obviously get the call back and on whatever day that was, get a hit in my first at bat back. So just the confidence up there at the plate, it feels a lot better.
And my understanding, talking to people at the alternate site, Tim, Matt Beatty focused on being a pinch hitter, not trying to be a guy that practices getting 4 at-bats a game. But he will get that today because he's hitting 5th behind Max Muncy against Brandon Woodruff.
Dodgers offense struggling, just a couple of hits yesterday, just 2 runs in the first 2 games. Certainly be nice to see Mookie Betts get it going, because I feel like if once he gets it going, the rest will follow.
Yeah, you're not the only one. It feels like last year when Mookie Betts and Corey Seager were put 1-2 at the top of the order, that's when the Dodger offense took off. And really, he hasn't taken off yet this season. The first month of the year, his on-base percentage is well below where it usually is, below 380. His slugging percentage is below 500 where it usually is. So until Mookie Betts gets it going, this Dodger offense is not going to reach its potential. Also, Corey Seager, after the first couple of weeks of the year, he's been very erratic, and they need the Seager that we saw last year. He kind of looks like the roller coaster hitter that is adjusting and making tweaks too often to be consistent like he did in 2019. So the Dodgers are hoping that he finds that sweet spot, and when he does, don't tweak anything.
Dave, good stuff. We'll check back in with you in just a couple of minutes. Dodger fans, I need 3 contestants, 866-987-2570. It's the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. You predict the player in the inning the most thrilling play will happen tonight. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Leading up to first pitch from Milwaukee, Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
The quest to go back-to-back is on.
Now that we finally won one, it's just, you just don't take that for granted.
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck continues on the official home of your world champion LA Dodgers.
Dodgers in Milwaukee as they take on the Brewers. Looking for a little offense tonight. Help out Dustin May, who gets the start. First pitch coming up at 4:10. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
All right, leading off of the Dodgers in center field is Mookie Betts. Batting second at shortstop is Corey Seager. Batting third at third base is Justin Turner. Batting cleanup and at first base is Max Muncy. Batting fifth in right field is Matt Beatty. A.J. Pollock is batting sixth. Gavin Lux is batting seventh at second base. Austin Barnes is doing the catching and batting eighth. And on the mound and batting ninth, number 85. Dustin May.
This.
Oh my God!
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are awaiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. It's time for the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. Tell me the player and the inning that the play of the game will happen tonight. And if you're correct, you're going to get season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, just for participating, all of our contestants get tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain. So everybody wins here. on AFI 70 LA Sports and Dodgers Radio Network. All right, let's start off with Miguel. Miguel, you are first up. What is your guess, Miguel?
I got Dusty May in the sixth.
Dustin May in the sixth inning. All right, good luck to you, Miguel. Matthew, you are our second contestant. Matthew, welcome. What's your guess?
Mookie Betts in the first inning.
Mookie Betts in the first inning. Let's go. All right. Pete, you're our third and final contestant. Pete, welcome. What's your guess?
I'm going to go with Corey Seager in the seventh.
Corey Seager in the seventh inning. All right. Good luck to Miguel, Matthew, and Pete, our three contestants in the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch from Milwaukee. Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers losers of two in a row in Milwaukee. Hope to end that today as we flip the calendar to May. Dustin May on the mound. First pitch coming up at 4:10. Still to come, we're going to get you the keys to the game. Plus, we'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massey, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Rick, it's game three of this four-game series, and the Dodgers have only scored two runs in a hitter's ballpark. That's not going to get it done for them or their team.
No, it's not going to get it done, and the two runs, but also 175 batting average. And in those two games now on this road trip, 17 strikeouts. That's not going to get it done either. Now we start to look also, if you look at the last 13 games, this Dodger ball club continues. It's well below a 200 average, David, and they've got to change things around when they're playing well. And if we look at the start of the season, you know, the Dodgers came out of the gates winning 13 of the first 15 games. I thought, oh, all is well. This is the defending world champion team. Well, it's still the defending world champions, but they're not playing like it, and they're not putting the ball into play like the team wants to, and like the team, quite frankly, they will hit the ball on a more consistent basis. But right now, if I can make any suggestion at all, same suggestions that I heard back when, you have to think a little bit smaller baseball. Oh, that's not the bunt game. It's not the hit and run game, but it's the game of let's get better pitches and try and do something with them and not try to hit everything out of the ballpark.
Rick, it's funny how you mentioned the Dodgers record to start the year, 13-2. When that was happening, everybody was asking whether or not the Dodgers would be able to eclipse the Seattle Mariners record for the most wins in a season. Nobody's talking about that right now.
No, and there's no reason to talk about it even from the beginning. It's the guys that have nothing to do with the game or how it's played that start to come up with all these numbers. All you have to do is to, A, win your division or qualify for postseason play. The Dodgers have a much better team than that. Their goals are set much higher than most other teams and most organizations when they go to spring training, even before they go to spring training. The Dodgers' motivation is to not only get to the World Series, their motivation is to repeat as world champions. So you can take all the numbers in the world. It doesn't matter if you win 120 games. That's regular season. This Dodger ball club has been to postseason enough to understand a different animal in postseason play, and the best team normally wins in postseason. That's what the Dodgers did last year. Regular season, yeah, they're nice numbers, but it's like billboard material on the front of a marquee in a movie house. You can have the brightest and the most brilliant lights and talk about, well, here's the movie title. If that picture, once you go inside, isn't worth a darn in postseason play, guess what? You're out of the theater in a hurry.
Yeah, and that's what happened to the 2001 Seattle Mariners. They did not win the World Series back in 2001. Rick, as far as the Dodgers and Brewers go, the Brewers have 15 players on the injured list. I don't think they're feeling sorry for the Dodgers missing Bellinger and McKinstry.
No, and no one else is feeling sorry for the defending world champions either. I mean, there's no time for a pity party here by any stretch of the imagination. The Dodgers are still, let's not lose sight of the fact, David, that they're 16 wins and 11 losses. That's not a bad beginning. Oh, yes, they've lost 9 of the last 12. Oh, yes, they've scored 3 runs or less in 7 of the last 11 ballgames. What it comes down to is that all of a sudden, the talent level is not diminished. It's just the talent level right now is not getting the job done as consistently as it is capable of getting it done. Now, if this were a club that didn't have talent, we would say, hey, 16-11 is not bad at all. You know, they're 5 games above 500. We look at it and wonder and scratch our heads because we all know this is a much better team than what they are playing right now in the streak of the last 12.
And Rick, is it as simple as saying when Mookie Betts and Corey Seager go, this offense will take off? Both of those guys have not gone together this entire season like they did last year. Once those two guys were hitting 1 and 2, that's when the Dodger offense took off. Is it as simple as that?
Well, it could be if we're looking at Mookie Betts. He's 7 hits in his last 36 at-bats with 11 strikeouts. That's not Mookie Betts, either in the percentage-wise or in the number of strikeouts in those 36 at-bats. And we keep talking about Max Muncy's drawing a lot of walks. Yes, 27 walks in 26 games. However, he's 2-for-35. That's one of those areas. And then you look at the Dodgers, the right fielders, and this is not trying to pin the rap on anybody, but in right field combined, Dodgers are getting a 159 batting average. At first base combined, a 153 batting average. Those are not numbers that winning teams are going to be looking at for very long.
Good news for you, Rick. It's May Day. Dustin May's on the mound on May Day, May 1st. So maybe that's the start of new things.
It's a double May. You can't beat it, David.
You can't beat it, Rick, and I'm happy to be with you on May Day. All right, the Dodgers and Brewers are coming up with Game 3 of this 4-game series. We'll send it back to Tim now back in the studio.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dodger fans, live racing is back at Santa Anita Park. Purchase tickets online at santaanita.com/events and use the promo code BLUE for 40% off reserved seats. Special terms and conditions apply. Also, enter for a chance to win a day at the races at Santa Anita, which includes a 6-person box, a $100 food and beverage credit, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita waging ambassador. It's a $200 value with the winner chosen every week. Enter for this experience at am570lasports.com/promotions. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup. Rick and Tim will have the keys to the game. But up next, we go high and tight with Dodger right-hander Mitch White. It's the Dodgers and Brewers first pitch at 4:10. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Brewers, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Dustin May gets the start. First time he'll face the Milwaukee Brewers. Brandon Woodruff will go for the Brew Crew. First pitch coming up at 4:10. Time now to go high and tight with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
All right, Tim, last night the Dodger bullpen game was successful. They held up their end of the bargain, and a big part of that bullpen game last night was Mitchell White, who joins us right now from Milwaukee. Mitch, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Mitch, last night, how did you prepare for that game, and how did you come out and pitch as well as you did?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of preparation, we knew it was going to be a bullpen game coming in, so we were just hoping to get through the lineup once through. Bullpen coach Josh Bard helped me out and just said, hey, second time through the lineup, these are your guys, this is kind of what we're thinking. So I had a good idea of when I was coming in. And then at that point, it was just a matter of executing and going as long as I needed to go.
How big of an advantage is it to be a pitcher that knows who they're going to be facing? So did you have time before the game to study those hitters, or was that something that happened in the bullpen?
Yeah, during the bullpen, or up in the bullpen, we get a sheet and kind of a breakdown of the guys. And they kind of just knock it, or they break it down based on our strengths, and we go from there.
Mitch, I've seen a lot of pitchers that are starting pitchers that make the transition to the bullpen, and they always say the biggest key is to embrace the role. Do you feel like you've embraced the role now to be a relief pitcher the rest of the year?
I'm definitely working on it. Yeah, any chance I get to pitch, that's great. So for me, it's a matter of just kind of figuring out that there's definitely a different feel in terms of coming into the game. You hear the phone call and you get all amped up. So it's a matter of controlling that and being able to execute on the field as opposed to being too juiced up and crazy.
What's the biggest thing that you're learning down at the alternate side about making that transition? And obviously it worked because you applied it last night.
Yeah, I mean, in the alt side, it was a little different because we kind of knew when we were coming in. But that also gave me a good chance to be like, all right, so if I'm going in the bottom of the seventh, let's start the warm-up routine and the top of the sixth, let's say, whatever it is. So I had a strict routine there, and I was able to do that.
Mitch, you've never lacked confidence, but health has been somewhat of an issue for you down in the minor leagues. Are you happy to get over this latest hurdle, and do you feel like this opportunity is the runway that you need?
For sure. Excited to be healthy again, and we've definitely worked some kinks out in terms of the way I prepare and get my body going. And yeah, exactly. I mean, any opportunity is good for me, and I'll just kind of keep rolling with it as however long I can.
As you've matured over the time with the Dodgers, have you learned how to work smarter rather than just trying to outwork the next guy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, early on in my minor league career, it was a little more like meathead type workouts, just kind of go, go, go. And now working with all the guys we have, the smartest people in the world in terms of our training staff and strength performance staff, that's been a great opportunity to learn what I need specifically for me as opposed to just lift heavy weights.
Do you simplify your pitch mix coming out of the bullpen now?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be majority fastball, curveball, mix in a few sliders here and there. No more changeup, no more two-seam action, whatever. Anything else I've been fiddling with over the years, kind of just simplify fastball, breakable.
As a relief pitcher, do you empty the tank right away? You mentioned as a starter, you're kind of easing into the game. At this point in this role, do you just empty the tank right away?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more of that. It's just an aggressive mindset. That being said, I still, especially in my role now, it depends. I could go one inning, I could go three innings, I could be, you know, all sorts of different mixes. So at the same time, though, it's just one inning at a time, and it's that aggressive mindset. So that's what I think helps the most.
You're such a smooth guy, man. You're just like, you got that swag. I don't know, like, that's why I say you have that confidence, man. You got that swag that a reliever usually has.
Well, I appreciate that. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. You think you'll ever do the Conor McGregor strut that Bauer busts out?
No, I don't think that's me. I'll leave that for sure.
Have you had a chance to watch what this Dodger rotation has done, Mitch, when you're at the alternate side? I mean, this has got to be one of the best starting fives in baseball in the last 10 years.
For sure. Undeniably. I mean, it's incredible watching guys go out and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best slider I've ever seen. And then it's like the next night, oh, this is the best curveball, whatever it is. Just the stuff. And then throwing into the execution of what these guys are doing, it's incredible. It's fun to watch.
All right, Mitch, thanks a lot for the time. I'm happy you're with the team, and I really do believe this is the opportunity for you. So hopefully it works out the right way. Continued good health, and we'll see you back in Los Angeles.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dave.
All right, Tim, there he goes, Mitchell White, and he receives a gift card from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love. No doubt, he's got a lot of swag, Tim, a lot more than we do.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Thank you, Mitch. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Tim will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to break down this pitching matchup. It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee on this Saturday afternoon. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. It's the Dodgers and Brewers. We're 15 minutes away from first pitch. Game 3 of this 4-game series for Milwaukee. Dodgers 16-11 on this season. They start the night a half game back at the San Francisco Giants, who are 16-10. Giants are taking on the Padres about 30 minutes after the Dodgers and Brewers get underway. The Brewers right now, winners of 2 in a row, 7 of 10. They are 16-10 overall. They now have a 2-game lead over the Cardinals in the NL Central.
Hung on and missed strike 3. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchups.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. They make it easy. Dustin May on the mound, 1-1 with a 2.53 ERA. The 23-year-old right-hander, as David Vasse mentioned earlier, starting to come into form, making his fifth start this season. Today is his first ever start on May Day. Dustin May, May Day, today being May 1st. Last time out, Dustin May went six innings, allowed one run on just two hits while striking out 10. but got a no decision against the San Diego Padres. Opponents are hitting 077 against Dustin May with runners in scoring position. Keep an eye on that. Also on the road this year in two starts away from Dodger Stadium, Dustin May holding opponents to a 150 batting average. Tonight, believe it or not, the first time Dustin May will face the Milwaukee Brewers in the regular season or the postseason. He is going up against Brandon Woodruff, who is 2-0 with a 155 ERA. The 28-year-old right-hander, the ace of this Milwaukee staff right now, in his fifth season in the big leagues, making his sixth start. Last time out, Brandon Woodruff went six shutout innings, allowing just two hits while striking out eight in a win over the Chicago Cubs. Opponents hitting 134 against Brandon Woodruff. No home runs against him this season. He is 0-0 with a 9.39 ERA in two career games, one start against the Dodgers in the regular season. They have seen him a couple of times in the regular season, four times in the postseason. In fact, October against him, he is 1-2 with a 3.86 ERA, last facing them in the NL wildcard round last October. Altogether, a 5.82 ERA against the Dodgers regular season and the postseason. So it's Dustin May and Brandon Woodruff. A great pitching matchup on this Saturday. Dodgers and Brewers, keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee, game three of this four-game set. The Dodgers offensively right now struggling in this series, a 175 batting average, 235 on base percentage, 17 strikeouts in the first two games of the Dodgers and Brewers series. Dustin May on the mound, first pitch come up at 4:10. Right now, let's check in with Rick and Tim, guys.
All right, Tim, thank you very much. As we look ahead to the pitching matchup, Brandon Woodruff 2-0 and a 155 ERA. His 155 ERA is really, really stellar at this point in time. He's been overshadowed by his own teammate, Corbin Burnes, who was placed on the IL this week due to what we think is a COVID positive test, but he's not going to pitch tomorrow. But Woodruff is going to pitch today, and he has been tough. The Dodgers are preparing for a very tough right-hander.
Yeah, Dustin May, only a 188 batting average against him. Both of these pitchers also share something very good for them. With runners in scoring position, they've been able to shut down some offense. 077 average against Dustin May with runners in scoring position. So for May, we've seen very aggressive pitching the last couple of outings that he's had. He is attacking the strike zone. That's the good thing, because with his stuff, it's not going to be a pleasant day for hitters. And on the flip side of the coin, for Brandon Woodruff, the Dodgers know full well, high percentage of the time, fastballs, but then he mixes in the changeup, the slider, and the curveball, and off-speed pitches are something that have given the Dodgers some trouble over the last 10 days or so.
Dustin May really starting to figure things out. 10 strikeouts last time out against San Diego. He left that game. The Dodgers were up 7-1. We all remember what happened on that Sunday night game in extra innings where the Dodgers fell short ultimately, but still 10 strikeouts in that game, and he's really learning how to punch guys out.
Yeah, it's the 1st of May. They're going to win today, the Dodgers are. You can book it, Dano.
All right, we're going to book it. Dustin May over Brandon Woodruff today. Roster move for the Dodgers as far as pitching goes. Yesterday, starter Edwin Uceta sent back to the alt site, and Alex Vesia, left-hander, called up to take his spot. He'll be in the bullpen. Dodgers Brewers coming up from Milwaukee.
All right, love the Hawaii 5-0 reference. Book him, Dano, as the Dodgers and Brewers get ready to square off game three of this four-game set. Mookie Betts back in the lineup. Lead things off for the Dodgers. Dustin May. It's May Day. Somebody ordered the code red, and that's exactly what the Dodgers need right now to spark this offense, get back on the winning track after losing two in a row in Milwaukee. That all changes this afternoon, though. Dodgers and Brewers, Rick and Tim have the call when we come back. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.